Unfortunately for Settler, who is now dead or hanging on somebody's wall or wherever he is, he's done a fantastic job. The person who shot in your Dr. Palmer over there in America is now, I believe, on the run, has, in a way, has done a wonderful job for carnivore conservation, because he's brought the whole issue into the open, because he happened to shoot a very beautiful and rather special male lion. So I think Cecil will see in retrospect that Cecil will have done a good job for us.
But do you think that maybe this is going to be some kind of hype and it will just fall away? Is it going to be like that for good?
I don't think so. We've carried on with elephants and rhinos, wild dogs, birds, vultures, wattle cranes, now the lions with Cecil. You remember with the elephants in Kenya, there was a very famous elephant called Ahmed that was on, I think, Mount Marsabit. So I would believe myself that if you can find an animal that symbolizes, or an individual rather, that symbolizes the whole species, like Cecil the lion has done it for lions and carnivores in this country, I think that's useful. And although we can bemoan that Cecil himself is dead, by dying in the way that he did, he's left a good legacy for us. It's become a controversial issue, but first off, in this country, we have a very large hunting, safari hunting business, and lions are on the quota. Lions, only a few lions are on the quota. There's many elephants on the quota, the overall national quota, but just a few lions, and they're male lions. And if you get the male lion onto your property and you've got the quota for it, you're allowed to shoot him.